We're in a bit of a scary spot. The World Health Organization has declared the novel coronavirus, COVID-19, a global pandemic. Markets have been sinking, and unemployment claims have skyrocketed. Leaders from around the globe are describing the outbreak as the planet's greatest international crisis since the Second World War. Very likely, if you're listening to this, you're stuck inside, socially distancing in order to protect yourself and the people around you. That situation has left a lot of us asking, what are we supposed to do? I mean, really, so many of us fill our days by going out talking to people, going to work or school or the store or the gym or any number of other things. But that's off the table, at least for the foreseeable future. So what are we doing instead? How do you cure boredom in the age of coronavirus? Let's find out.
I want there to be some sort of exchange happening.
That's Margaret Gleason. She's a Zumba instructor at Yates Fieldhouse and a sophomore at Georgetown University. She's begun hosting fitness classes over Zoom to stay active and connected with her friends during the shutdown.
So I did my first class last weekend, and we had, I'm not sure exactly how many, but like 15 to 20 people join. Like my cousins and like my family members were joining, friends from other schools, bunch of Georgetown kids.
Margaret is one of many students who have found their lives turned upside down by the country's response to COVID-19. Like most universities, Georgetown's administration made the decision to close its campus in response to the crisis. While students are still able to complete their classes online, a lot of the activities which occupied students day to day were cut short. In the wake of that, some on-campus groups have taken it upon themselves to continue gathering in their new virtual environments.
So I kind of posted on Facebook being like, anyone want this? Like, is this something you guys would want to do, or would this be lame? And people responded really strongly to it. And for me, Zumba is such a joyful, like dance in general, it's like a joyful and connective art form that I thought it would be a good way for people to connect with others and also get some fitness in.
Those connections are at the center of how these virtual events come together. While students may not be able to gather their friends in person, their new online space has led to some alternative ways of fostering their on-campus communities.
I love Georgetown as a school, but I love Georgetown because it's where my friends are.
That's Gabe Berkowitz. He's a senior in Georgetown's theater community. Since going virtual, students in the organization have begun hosting trivia nights over Zoom to help everyone stay together during the crisis. As Gabe explains, the effort was kickstarted by the freshman class.
A freshman named Jacob Levesey started it. He was like, I'm bored, I'm in quarantine, I want to talk to my friends.
So he opened his computer and got to work.
The first one was like really intricate. He did a whole slide deck with all these questions, three rounds of questions. And now it's turned into the winners every week will host the following week.
For Gabe though, the trivia is really only secondary. What truly matters, especially now, is staying in touch.
It's nice to just see people because I rarely leave my house now. As much as I love my family, for them to be the only people I can talk to, it gets tough. And I don't really have class with any of my friends. And so this is something I look forward to every week, just seeing their faces. And there's also like, I don't know, it's really just about being with friends and seeing people. It's a nice big group.
That group, like so many others, won't get to see many of their performances come together at the end of the semester. Along with most campus events, the Department of Performing Arts made the decision in March to cancel all public performances for the rest of the term in order to ensure student safety.
Everyone has been hurt by the ending of the semester on campus, and so having something that makes me feel like I'm still on campus and that school is not really over, that I still am with the people that I would be with on campus and not just my family. I think that's important.
While our devices mean we can stay in communication more than ever before, that screen time does add up. It's not always easy. Even so, during this strange and uncertain time, sometimes all you need is a little conversation.
It hurts my eyes sometimes. I had like 3.5 hours of class and meetings one day back to back to back where I was just stuck in my room looking at Zoom, and it gets sort of grating and it makes me tired, but it's like the fun things like trivia are worth it.
Yeah, they are. I'm John Woolley, reporting for the Georgetown Voice. Thanks for listening. And remember to stay safe, stay healthy, and most importantly, stay connected.